Hey, Latasha, how are you?
I'm fine, but there was a little bit of a delay right now. Anyway, I'm good, girl. Girl, I'm just sitting in the closet with my dog. That's all.
Wait, you're where? You're in the closet with your dog? Why?
I am partially because I listen to lots of podcasts, and that's where all the fancy people record their podcasts. And partially because I want to get away from my family. Is that rude?
Not rude at all.
I know, right? We get it. We've been there. Beautiful, difficult, hilarious, and gut-wrenching. These are the stories and struggles of being a woman in today's culture and how we grow in the midst of trying to grow up.
IKR is hosted by Allie Patterson and Latasha Patrick and is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.
I feel like I haven't seen you in person forever because here we are. We're in the middle of, I guess we're at the end. Can we say we're at the end of quarantine because we're sort of in the middle of reopening? We're in the gray area, right?
We are in a gray area. And you opened up last week because you had a birthday that I missed.
I did. I had a birthday and this week I have an anniversary.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've graduated from seminary. I mean, all what? In the last couple of weeks. It's been very eventful here.
Wait,
at the
you
Pattersons.
Graduate your whole graduation from seminary also?
Yes. The virtual ceremony is in 1 week, but I'm done. Done.
Wow.
So it's been, I know we've talked about that on IKR here and there. And just the whole, I hate to say journey. It's such a overused term in our culture, but I really have been on quite a long road to get where I am. So yeah, that's all been happening. And I know we've been off air for a long time, but now I think is a great moment for us to start talking again, because not just you and I, even though I miss talking and processing things with you, I just think people, humans in general, need to talk and process what's been going on in our life. And I think this is as good a time as any to launch right on back into IKR. Do you want to tell people what we've been doing? Where have we been? Why have we not been talking to them?
Girl, we've just been busy. And we have been busy, but not too busy for people. And we do appreciate the fact that folks still stop us. And I know that they Instagram you and say, hey, when are we going to have IKR again? And I see people at the gym and people are asking on a regular basis, which is so gracious. And we had really good intentions of starting a new season way back when, and we were doing some reformatting. And as we thought about the reformatting, good old Corona hit. And so then we kind of, sheltered in place, and now we're kind of coming out of the shelter in place. And I agree with what you said. I'm ready to start talking and listening and getting different perspectives. And so
that's right.
I think
so for now,
we just want to get started.
Now it's just you and me, right?
That's
it's
right.
Just you and
that's
me
right.
At our houses. We're going to chat about all the things that are happening. And I would love to know what's been happening with you. Since you've been at home the last couple of months, what in the world hit the high points for me? What are you been doing? Trying to work, trying to be there with people? What's happening for you?
Yeah, I have been trying to work. I have my daughter who is here at home, and then we had a family living with us, and so it got cozy, it got very, very cozy during the COVID. And so as a coping mechanism, I've basically taken apart one of my bathrooms. So I have a toilet in the dining room and a vanity in the dining room, and there's various plumbing supplies everywhere. I bought a tool kit. And yeah, I've just been really trying to keep myself busy from legit going pretty crazy. So,
I'm impressed. I have all kinds of house projects I've been making a list since I've been in my house a lot, I walk into each room and I'm like, okay, here's what I would do in here. And my husband just keeps going, oh no, you need to leave the house. I was finishing seminary my last semester for the first month of quarantine. So that got really, really messy.
Yeah.
My kids are awesome. They really are. They could not have been any better and more supportive, but it is just hard. It's hard when you're the mom and and there's five people in the house, you know, even just asking for snacks all the time. And I'm trying to write a final research paper, trying to finish my thesis and all that. So it was very difficult. But I think one of the biggest things I saw during the first month anyway was, I don't have to have it all pretty.
No,
I can do it.
That's right.
Like it, I can still get through something hard and messy and get to the end of it. That's really encouraging. I mean, and, I think sometimes we just have the cause to notice what kind of tenacity and strength, you know, we really have when we're after something. And so I appreciate knowing that. I'm not sure I appreciated living through it every day.
The lesson on the end was great, but living through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just say,
totally
well done. I
appreciate having the, thank you.
Seriously, thank you. It's no small feat to go to school and raise a family and be a wife and be an employee and be a friend and be a human and take time for yourself. Mm-hmm. But for real, well effing done, Allie Patterson. You should be very, very proud of yourself.
Thank you
I know
so
I
much.
Am.
Anyway, it's been good. And I'm glad to be done because then the next month, as you know, got even harder in the quarantine. Because I think the first month we were all thinking we're going to gut this out, right? We're just going to wait until we get back to normal. And somewhere in the last month or 6 weeks, I think it's begun to set in for all of us that doesn't look like what we thought
That's
it was
right.
going to look like. Now we're all kind of looking at longer term things, and the blow is falling by degrees, I think, if you will. You know, what we thought we were waiting out for a month has turned out to be a much more significant and long-term impact on our life. Yep. So I'm grateful that I've had a little bit more margin because my family has required more care. I have required more self-care in the last month or so because it is getting hard. To live with this reality when you're no longer just waiting it out. You're kind of trying to adjust. A whole different way.
I was going to say, you know, you're right. Everybody was kind of waiting. Oh, yeah, we'll just wait a month and the grocery, you know, the thing will open back up or whatever. And so now there's this next normal, I think people are saying. So how are you taking care of yourself? What are you doing to take care of yourself?
Great question. So as a mom of four, and I think specifically because self-care for me involves time alone, it has been very hard. So I've tried to go each day for some kind of exercise if I can, if it's not raining, which is kind of what the weather's like in Cincinnati at this time of year. If it's not raining, I'm outside hiking, running, etc. Because I can get alone. If it is raining, I still try to commit to exercise every day because it's such a mood lifter. So even if I've got to do, you know, couple of 15-minute workouts from YouTube on my yoga mat, I'm doing it because I've found the two things for me that make the biggest difference during this time for self-care are intentional gratitude and exercise. The gratitude kind of adjusts my perspective. It helps me to understand there is a God that is still, he is still bigger than any of this. None of this is taking him by surprise. And I still have his grace all around me. And then the exercise deals with like my physical needs. It releases endorphins. It helps me to feel better. It gives me time by myself. And so those two for me have been really big. To readjust. And I still have bad days, like I'm sure you do. I want to hear about a bad day.
You want to hear?
Because I want to hear about a bad day of yours. Because, I mean, we all have different things that a bad day looks like. And so, what does a bad day for you look like?
You know what?
During this time?
I have probably yelled way too many times at the people who live in my house. Way too many. Now, here's a really funny thing. This is actually super funny. I hope it shows up. Yesterday I was doing a training for work, for, I don't know, let's call it 100 or so leaders, on staff, kind of like think management training, management development stuff. And I'm sitting downstairs on my first floor because the reception is better and I just didn't want you know, to mess up any of the presentation. And I really do have a bit of a short fuse these days, just in general, because I am also an introvert. I really, really value my time alone, and there just is none. There's, I also have been going on walks and things like that to get away. And they're just too short. Even an hour is too short for me. But anyway, so I'm sitting downstairs, and I had already asked my family and the people who live with me if they could be quiet during this 90-minute block because I was going to be doing this training. And I was telling people in the training that I was going to get my house painted. And I was talking about this, something about the house being painted. And all of a sudden I hear clank, 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 clank. And it just kept happening. And I thought, surely this is going to stop. Surely something has happened upstairs and whatever. And it didn't stop. And so finally I yell upstairs, "I don't know what you guys are doing, but stop right now." And then it stopped, but I realized it was the painters outside making the noise. Oh. I do this in the middle of the call. So like my coworkers hear me lose it. My family upstairs is like, "This chick has literally lost her wig." She and the painters are crazy. Like, "What the heck have we gotten into?" So that was a low moment for me yesterday. And some of the people on the call thought that they were making noise, like somebody might have been doing something. They thought that their phone had been muted. So then they were afraid. I mean, it was just, it was.
So everybody just froze.
Everybody froze.
Everyone's terrified of you.
Until I realized.
For just a hot second.
And then I started, yes. And I said, "It's the painter." And then I just cracked up laughing. I was like, this is a low moment for me. So there's my dad.
That's so funny.
Hey, if you're listening to our podcast and you would like to know, how do I engage a little bit more in community? How do I grow a little bit day by day? How do I make this big community feel like a place where I can actually reach people, like when I need them? You need the Crossroads app. There are all kinds of ways that you can engage in your own spiritual growth on a day-to-day basis. One of my favorites is to go in every day and there is one chapter of scripture that the entire community is reading and discussing together. If you want to do that with me, I journal in there almost every day. You can certainly see what we're reading and join the discussion, and you can also submit prayer requests. There's often spiritual growth exercises just so that you can grow and access community whenever you need it. I have actually been in the middle of my day and gotten a ping on my phone that someone just prayed for me. If you want to be encouraged like that, right smack in the middle of your daily life, then you need the Crossroads app. Go get it, and I'll see you there.
Well, I would love to know. I would love to know, and I think that I would love to know that what you are thinking about the reopening. Because right now, I feel like what everyone's on everybody's mind right now is how do... There's this big spectrum of people who are still not planning to do anything to somebody on the other end of the spectrum who's ready to pretend like there is no COVID-19 and just back to life as normal. So... And for all different reasons, right? And we're all over this spectrum. And I noticed this. I had an interaction, which is what made me want to ask you your opinion and your thoughts on the reopening, because it made me think about it. You know, the travel ban has been lifted in our state. Mm-hmm. Now you can, of course, caution is still being recommended. Yep. And yada, yada. But the travel ban's been lifted. We went away for a couple short days. I could take 5 minutes here and tell you all the things we did to make it smart and lower the risk, right? Yep. But part of me is kind of mad that I have to justify myself like that, you know? Because one of the reasons that we chose to do that is because we're all hanging on by a thread, right? Yep. I mean, we really are. And so there's all kinds of different health that we're trying to manage as grown-ups right now. We're trying to manage our emotional health, our physical health, our mental health, our relational health. I mean, there's all kinds of health that we're trying to do the best thing we know how to do for. So we go away for a couple days. I'm killing myself right now trying to not to give you all the bullet points of the ways that we tried to make that safe. I'm just going to...
But you did. You worked hard.
We did. We tried. I just filtered myself again. I will not justify myself. Anyway, we come home and my poor, sweet youngest daughter went to across the street to play with her friend and was denied.
Aww.
And I get it. Okay. I get it.
Because kids are not good at social distancing. Kids are not good at it.
Right. Yeah. I encounter the spectrum and I have this brief exchange with the mom and she says, I know you guys went away for a couple of days. I'm just not comfortable with the girls playing. Mm-hmm. And I said, totally cool. Happy to respect that boundary. Let me know when you would feel comfortable. Because these two girls play together every single day. So this is not a minor thing. This is a major thing in the life of one of my children. Mm-hmm. And so it just got me thinking how differently we are all handling the reopening.
Yeah.
And how do you think about those things? Like, are you, help me, because I encountered our decision making, which we thought was good and right and best for our family based on where we are. And we ran smack into somebody else's decision making on what's good and right and best for their family and where they are. And I am actually fine with that conflict. It just raises I got a kid in a puddle.
Yeah.
Now she feels like she's being punished because of a decision we made. And I have to fight this urge in me that wants to be mad at somebody just because they're not choosing the same thing I am, which I'm actually not mad about. I'm not mad about it. But at first it'll rise up in like, what? Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious, like, how are you thinking through that? And are you seeing that you're thinking about it differently than other people around you? And just would love to hear some of your thoughts about that.
Yeah, it's been really interesting because for the most part, I have sheltered in place. My daughter worked and babysat for a while. And the young lady who lives with me, she's worked the entire time. And so we've probably, in the scheme of, I don't know, safe houses or whatever, we probably have not social distanced in a way that would make the average person feel safe. Because we couldn't help it. And the young lady who lives with me, she's a young mom. She needs the money. She's, all the things. And the son, her son has gone to the normal sitters that he's gone to. And so who knows? So all the things have been fairly normal. We have tried really hard to, okay, when they're downstairs, I'll be upstairs. At night, I'll kind of clean off my space, like the downstairs and Lysol and all that kind of stuff, so that if anybody brought in the coat, whatever. And I have chosen to wear masks, likely not for me, but probably for other people, because I probably think that, number one, I'm a bit of a rule follower, but number two, I think that, I could be a carrier, and what I wouldn't want to ever do, not that I would ever know, but maybe it could be traced to me. I would never want to be the reason that someone would get sick. And so for me, it's kind of an easy decision.
Of course, yeah.
And so I'm fine to do that. But we are going away in a week, and I'm going to spend some time at a resort, not locally, but in another state. And I want to do all the things. I'm like, what do you mean the zip line's not open? Open it, dang it. What do you mean the blah, blah, blah's not open? Get it open, stat. What do you mean the spa's not open? I'm going to need, as a matter of fact, I'm willing to back up my trip for at least a week to make sure that these things are open because I am ready to get out there. But the reality is, man, I don't know. Number one, I've almost stopped watching the news, but I don't know enough about it to know if I'm helping or hurting. And so to the extent that I can help, I want to help. We have done, just to break the monotony, we have done these Fire Pit Fridays. And we have a fire pit. And we have asked people to bring their own chairs. They can come into the backyard. There's no bathroom to use in our house, at least on our first floor anyway, because it's in my dining room. So you can't use my restroom. Mm-hmm. And bring your own wine and beer or whatever it is and sit around our fire pit and socially distanced, but at least I can chit chat with you. And so we've done that. And, we've, I guess that's kind of it. I mean, it is very, very difficult because they're, you know, I see people who it seems to me like, I don't know, like, wow, you maybe nothing's going on. And then I see people who are wrapped up like a mummy and and there's every extreme. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know mm-hmm. what to do other than hopefully protect the people in my house and hopefully protect, you know, the people who were just trying to be responsible so that we can get back to some resemblance of, I say freedom, I guess, soon, mm-hmm. eventually.
You know, it made me think what you were saying and my interaction with my neighbor made me think of a principle that I think about a lot mm-hmm. from the Bible. Paul writes about it through two of his letters. And he talks about how we are free. I love that you use that mm-hmm. word. He talks about how we are free. And in our freedom, we're to use that freedom to serve others. Yes. And so as I think about what that looks like, that's very instructive for me mm-hmm. because sometimes I want to use my freedom differently,
yeah.
right? I want to use my freedom to do whatever the hell I want to do.
Yep.
And Paul is like, nope. You know, guess what? You get to use your freedom to serve and bless the people around yeah. you. Sometimes that matches perfectly up with what you would like to do. And other times, guess what? You get to lay down your rights.
Yes.
For the good of somebody yes. else. And so, man, that is just everywhere for me lately because right now we, and I mean we as a country, and certainly most of the people that I know or talk to, we are very sensitive about rights.
Yeah.
And others. Yep. And there's so much conversation about that. We have rights or we don't have rights or we should be about other people or no, we should be about ourselves. Like there's all of this conversation about our rights and about others. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you right now. I don't like to feel manipulated by my leaders telling me to do something a certain way. Because I feel like this we're all in this together message is sometimes to really just manipulate me to do what you want me to do. Mm-hmm. I'm really not okay with that. Also, there's some things I don't get to do as a Christ follower.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, I don't get to just ignore my leaders, even if I feel like they're maybe not making the right decisions.
Right.
The other thing I don't get to do is I don't get to do whatever the hell I
yes.
want. I don't.
Yep.
And so if I find myself in either one of those two places, then I need to reel it in. You know, mm-hmm. I need to go back to God because I know that I've run amok somewhere. And it's really easy to do that right now because I feel like everybody's shouting about rights and other people. And we're shaming people. How dare
yes.
you? How dare you think that, yep. say that, do that? I hate all
yeah.
that. I hate all
yeah.
that. But the reality is I do have to check myself.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it gets a little confused. Like, what is my honest-to-goodness motivation in my heart for doing or not doing something?
Yeah.
It might look exactly like somebody who's doing it for a not good reason. But for me, I need to go backwards into my heart. Why am I making these decisions? Mm-hmm. You know, why am I standing up for something or giving away something or laying down my right to do something? And it all forces me backwards into my relationship with God
mm-hmm.
because it can look however it wants to look to you. The only people that know why I'm doing what I'm doing are me and God.
Hmm.
And I can try to explain that, of course, to you because you love me and you'll believe me.
I do love you. I do love you and I do believe you.
But at the end of the day, the rubber meets the road between me and God where he knows why I'm choosing what I'm
yeah.
choosing, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it looks like somebody who's doing it for a totally different reason. So it's tough out there right now. I'm telling you, girl, it's tough out there right now.
Which is why I'm in my closet.
It really is.
Which is why I'm sitting in my closet with some funky shoes. They don't smell.
You know what? Next week, because hey, everybody, y'all, we're going to start talking more. IKR is coming at you again next week, and we are going to talk about what God might be up to in our lives during this period of time.
That's right, because this is not wasted time, and if it can't be wasted time. And I believe that God has a lot of our attention. I know he has a lot of my attention, and he's had lots to say to me recently. I've learned some good lessons and some fairly hard lessons. And so I'm excited to just kind of talk about that with folks next week.
Yeah, so let's start there next time. Let's talk about, I want to hear, like, what are the easy, what's the low-hanging fruit? What are those good lessons, just, you know, layups that God's been reteaching or teaching you? And then what about the hard stuff? I'm sure there's some in there.
Boy, is there. Boy, is there ever.
I know. Same. I mean, if ever there was a time where we were laid bare, it's probably right now.
That's right. Now, so, if we do it next week, yeah. I think we talked about joining with a glass of wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a great idea. Well, we can't record in the middle of the day then. I mean, I guess we can.
What do you mean we can't record? Who says who? All the days are the middle of the day. How dare you? Wait, our producer is saying no.
Somewhere. Oh, well. That's what you live by, the old adage of it's 5 o'clock.
That's somewhere. Right. How dare you?
All right. next time, we record with wine while we talk about what God has been up to.
Yes, let's do it.
How about that?
All right.
So I'll see you then.
I'll see you. Bye.
IKR is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio. We always love to hear from our listeners, so drop us an email at ikr@crossroads.net, or you can find us mostly active on Instagram at @IKRpodcast. Our music is thanks to Mae Klingler, and you can find more from her at mayklingler.com or on Spotify or iTunes. You won't be sorry you did.